If you love those who love you, what reward have you? Interestingly, in these very last verses of Matthew 5, Jesus introduces the idea of rewards. There are rewards for hanging on in there when everything's against you and people are trying to make you their enemy. It can go on for years, but there are rewards. Something we tend to gloss over is this, the fact that there are rewards and crowns to be had when we reach our destination. And they're not rewards for good behaviour, but rewards for service in the army of the King of Kings. And we mustn't be falsely modest and ignore the fact that they exist. There are crowns to be had of righteousness, life, glory, all incorruptible, and they won't get stolen or go rusty. All this is about seeing further than the end of our noses, seeing that there's something more than the momentary, the temporal. There are eternal rewards and an eternal kingdom, and that's where we should be seeking to lay up our treasure. Here at Matthew 6:19 and 20-21 in the Message, don't hold treasure down here where it gets eaten by moths and corroded by rust, or worse, stolen by burglars. Stockpile treasure in heaven where it's safe from moth and rust and burglars. It's obvious, isn't it? The place where your treasure is the place where you'll most want to be and end up being. I think I'm running ahead of myself a bit. That's the next chapter in the book, so I'll leave that there.